And it is time for On Duty and On Air with DK and Cassie. Joining me in studio is Deputy Kanizi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am very excited for this topic today as a mom who has two teenagers myself and then a nine-year-old that thinks she's a teenager, right?
Yeah.
I feel like this is a very hot topic for a lot of parents and kids, and you have brought some excellent information. So let's talk about social media.
Absolutely. You know, social media is a great way for kids to connect and learn, but there's a lot of risks that come with the use of social media. And so we really want to talk about some different things that you can pay attention to or look out for, you know, and just give parents some tools, things to consider.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And one of those things is just privacy. It's not intuitive for kids, and most platforms like TikTok, Snapchat, they encourage sharing. That's the idea behind these different platforms.
Everybody wants their video to go viral, right?
For sure, for sure. And so a lot of times what happens is, you know, kids aren't realizing just how far photo, video, or comments can spread.
Yes.
And so when we get people who are retweeting, resharing, reposting, you know, so something that you should consider, you know, as a parent, have these conversations with your child is set accounts to private, you know, teach them not to share personal information like the school they go to, address, their current location.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's a big one, especially with Snapchat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And reviewing follower lists together with your kiddo occasionally and just kind of seeing who they have and just be sure that maybe your child doesn't have two platforms and they use one with their parent that the parent knows about, but then they have this other secret one that they use to not get caught doing some things that maybe they shouldn't be.
Exactly. Yeah. Parents only think, oh, well, they're only friends with grandma and grandpa and, you know, their best friend. And now a lot of times they have some hidden agendas in
there.
Absolutely.
And I think if you just have an open conversation, you know, where they feel safe having these discussions with you and, you know, try to set some rules like not accepting requests from complete strangers, people they don't know.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's where a lot of times we kind of get into trouble with some of these issues on social media is accepting, you know, requests from strangers and then they start asking for different things that could potentially be pretty harmful.
Exactly. And I mean, I get it. Like kids want to say like, oh, I have like 1,000 followers. Oh, I have, you know what I mean? Like it's always kind of this game, this race to go viral, to have all of these people, but not all the people have the best intentions.
Absolutely. You know, and with that, you know, cyberbullying. Bullying these days is very different than when you or I were in school.
Absolutely. It's insane, really. Yeah. And my heart hurts for some of these kids because you get the keyboard warriors, you know, that'll just say or do whatever, but it still cuts, man. And then everybody can see it. It's not like a private conversation where it used to be, or maybe like the six kids gathered around ready for the fight that are witnessing this. Yes. It's every eyes and ears.
Absolutely. And not only that, it goes home with them.
Yeah.
You can't really get away from it. You
exactly.
know, back when we were in school, it's like you may have an issue at school, but it kind of stayed at school.
Right.
But
right.
now with cyberbullying, like they're taking that stuff home and having to constantly deal with it like 24/7.
Exactly.
It's unfortunate.
And there's some things that maybe parents can watch for because, I mean, obviously your kid's not going to come up and be like, dude, I'm getting bullied online. So what are some of the signs that maybe something's going on?
Sure. You know, there's going to be some behavior changes and the parent, you as the parent, you should know, you know, the difference in these changes or things that are taking place, you know, that you'll be able to recognize. Some of those things are withdrawn, anxiety, avoiding devices or obsessively checking, you know, because they're wanting to see like what people are saying or is anybody like trying to help them or protect them,
right?
You know, in these instances.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, so really, again, keeping communication open so they feel safe about talking about these things, you know, have those open-ended questions with your child and just make them feel comfortable to come have these conversations with you.
I like that. I mean, it's true. Social media can be fun and it can be informative. You know, like you find out the fact that like, hey, Wingstop's going to be opening in Medford. Did you know that?
I did not.
Hey, Wingstop is going to be opening in Medford. That's a true thing, guys. Nice. But it can also be very dangerous. And really already as teenagers, especially, that's when you are kind of defining your social skills, right? Yeah, it's not like we have that discernment that maybe a lot of adults have built over time due to experience.
Right.
And so it's good that the parents stay actively involved. And yeah, you can support them in having social media accounts, but making sure that they're doing it properly and the privacy settings, that's absolutely really huge. And some of the parental controls that are available out there as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, and thinking about this, you know, as kids are growing, getting older and older, and they're constantly using social media, having these conversations, but thinking about that digital footprint, right?
Yeah.
And how it's permanent. It really is permanent. And people think that even if it's something that's been deleted, but those things can be saved, screenshotted, and resurfaced later on in life.
It's in the cloud.
Right.
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 Once it's out there, you like literally cannot just take it back. That is not a thing.
You can't.
Absolutely.
And so thinking, like, one of the things that I try to do when I have conversations with kids and I talk to them, I call it like the future test, is I would ask them things like, hey, if you posted this later on in life, would you want your employer to see this or, you know, your college professor or
that is a great,
So when they sit there and they think about it and they go, you know, no, I would not want that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe let's not post that.
Exactly. Because you don't want to look back in like, you know, 5 years and be like, ooh, cringe.
Right. Absolutely. You know, we want to try to get away from, you know, these impulsive sharing or those types of posts and really kind of be more like put some thought into it or make a thoughtful post.
Yeah, exactly. Kind, uplifting, positive, right?
Absolutely.
The good things.
Absolutely.
The good things. Well, any other wise words that you want to share with us on this?
No, I think it's just super important to remember, you know, have this two-way conversation with your child, you know, get them to feel comfortable about having these conversations with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can have that open conversation, then you'll be surprised at like what else is going to come with that. And really, it's probably going to make your relationship a lot stronger too.
I love it. Well, I really appreciate your wise words. Like I said, I think this is something that a lot of parents need to hear. And parents, then don't forget, even though now you know it, sit down and take the action, right? Like go through, make sure that their privacy settings are correct. Be monitoring for content because really not all content is good.
Not
right?
at all.
Yeah. And they'll pass it off as, oh no, this is a fine TikTok channel, but always. So keeping your eyes out there and being proactive as a parent can really make such a huge difference in the way that your kids will view and utilize social media safely and in a really fun way. Yeah. So, and then you can feel good about it too.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I want everybody to know too, I'm going to be working on a page on our website at kldr.com that we will be archiving these different talks that we have with DK. And then that way you can go back and reference, or if you want to listen, or maybe you want to share it with somebody that you feel could maybe get a benefit out of it. We'll be getting that loaded up too. So give me about a week. All right, I'll get it done. I gotta have my guy on it. Gotta put Rain on it. He's gonna take care of us. But really appreciate having you in studio. Best of luck tonight, my judge friend.
Thank you. I'm excited. I don't know that my eardrums are, but I'm excited.
I think I'm gonna wear my like noise canceling headphones, you know, like the kind that I use for hunting, so that if somebody talks to me, we're good, but the crazy pitch screaming.
Right.
Got to protect these babies. I'm already deaf enough after wearing headphones for 20 years. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Deputy Kanizi. Appreciate you. And we'll do this again in about 2 weeks.